This coming Wednesday, there is a meeting about the Silver Trails campground that's currently owned by the Boy Scouts, but may soon be under new ownership and no longer a campground. Joining us is the Scout Executive for the Michigan Crossroads Council, Boy Scouts of America, Don Shepherd. Don, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well, thanks. Also with us is Sean Henneman, the Scout Executive with the Water and Woods Council. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
So, tell us a little bit about the proposed sale of the Michigan or the Silver Trails camp. What's going on right now? Has it been sold? Is it in the process of being sold?
So there is a purchase agreement on the property itself, pending the finding of gravel borings from the Ajax and Mid-Michigan Materials Corporation. They have been tenants on that property for about 25 years and have been graveling a portion of the property. And they approached us about the potential of purchasing the property. And when they did, the board took into consideration the years of the relationship that we had and the offer price that they gave us. And they considered the sale of the property as a result of... one, the relationship, and two, the fact that the property has had a deficit situation for the 7 years that it's been part of the Michigan Crossroads Council.
So did they approach you, or did you approach them?
They approached us about the purchase of the property. We had approached them last fall about the potential expansion over to the area that was previously mined. There's now a lake there. We gave some consideration to the potential of moving the operation to that side of the property, and the cost was prohibitive for us to do that, given the other eight properties that we manage throughout the state of Michigan. And so when we determined that that was not going to be possible, they approached our board and asked if we would be interested in selling the property.
Was there any local say in this decision? In other words, did any of the local stakeholders who use Silver Trails get a chance to weigh in on this?
So the local stakeholders are represented by individuals from that region who are part of the Water and Woods Field Service Council board and also the executive committee. They serve on the board. They are the voice for that area. And so, yes, they were involved in the conversation and presentation that was made from Mid-Michigan to the board and as a result voted in favor of moving forward with the purchase agreement.
There's a petition online to save the property, to prohibit it from being sold. About 5,000 people have signed this online petition. What do you say to those people that oppose the sale?
Well, I guess what I would say to them is that, the efforts, the responsibility of the Michigan Crossroads Council is to provide a strong program to all scouts throughout the Mitten. And we have seven properties right now that we operate that run fully functional scouting programs. One of them is really close, PBRA. It's about 40 minutes or 50 minutes from the current property there at Silver Trails. And as we look at what we can afford to continue to maintain in the future, those properties will be maintained. They will be kept up to date, and the first-class quality program will be offered at those facilities for all kids throughout the state of Michigan to enjoy. I guess that would be my offering to them as we're considering the sale of this property.
There is a meeting scheduled for this Wednesday, as I understand, at 6 o'clock p.m. at Silver Trails. Tell us about that meeting, what's going to be discussed there, who's invited.
So we've sent out an email invitation to all of our registered members in that region who would wish to come and ask questions or be a part of a dialogue to hear about the particulars related to the sale. And those are the individuals that we have invited to come to that. It'll be Wednesday, 6 p.m., Silver Trail Scout Reservation. We'll be represented by myself, our council president, Brad Arbuckle, Sean Henneman, and some members of our properties committee to take questions and to, you know, answer any concerns about future program and how the scouts are going to be served with program, et cetera, as we move forward.
How much money is Silver Trails being sold for, and where does that money end up going?
So the purchase agreement states $1.8 million for the property, and that money will go into our capital fund for further improvement of the other properties that we have for the betterment of the scouts that are going to be participating in the program.
Are there other properties around Michigan that Boy Scouts is looking to sell?
So according to our the Area 2 assessment that was done when the merger took place and the council was put together, we do an every three-year assessment on all the properties to look at the usage rates of those properties and whether or not we can sustain them through the current usage and membership of the scouting program. So there's currently one of those going on. I don't know whether the outcome from that will be additional sales or not. That information will be complete sometime around the end of the third quarter. The board will meet in the fourth quarter and review that, and determinations will probably be made in the fourth quarter as to what our footprint will look like moving forward.
When is the sale of Silver Trails likely to be finalized?
The purchase agreement is through the third quarter, and the Ajax Corporation and Mid-Michigan Materials have through that third quarter to give us an answer as to whether or not they want to continue to purchase based on what their boring samples are. And if they decide they do not want to purchase it, it will then be put up for public sale.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time this morning and for addressing this. Again, 6 p.m. at Silver Trails this Wednesday is the meeting to discuss the future of the camp. Gentlemen, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
You are welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye now.